And now it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Royal Polaris, the world's finest long-range sports fisher. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best, Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock God Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray, along with Wayne Cotto, co-hosting today. And we have a great guest for you today. Anthony from Baker Marine is here, the binocular experts. And we're going to be talking some great binoculars and how to see those fish. So you stay tuned. This is Southern California Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app, Facebook, YouTube Live, and 97.3 The Fan.
It's that time of year again. San Diego Monster Jam is back, and your San Diego County Ford dealers can get you close to the action. This month, Monster Jam is happening at Snapdragon Stadium on January 10th and 11th. Visit your local Ford dealer to take a test drive and receive exclusive complimentary pit passes for Monster Jam. That's right. Come drive a Ford F-150, Bronco, or Explorer and get those pit passes to see Gravedigger and Velocrafter up close and personal while supplies last. Visit buyfordnow.com to find your participating local San Diego County Ford dealer for Monster Jam pit passes today.
Are you ready for reliability? Then you're ready for a Yamaha outboard. And there's no better time to jump on board than during our Ready for Reliability sales event. From now until March 31st, 2026, eligible new Yamaha 30 to 450 horsepower outboards get 2 additional years of warranty protection for a total of up to 7 years of warranty coverage. Plus, Yamaha 2.5 to 25 horsepower outboards come with up to $200 in dealer credit. Get ready to enjoy Yamaha reliability with a new outboard today. Visit your local Yamaha dealer for details. Yamaha, reliability starts here.
Offer ends March 31st, 2026. Subject to change. Other restrictions and conditions apply. Select models excluded. 24-month Yamaha extended service added to 36 or 60-month factory limited warranty. Choice offered to Florida residents is a 24-month Yamaha limited warranty. See authorized participating Yamaha outboard dealers for details. Cannot be used with any other Yamaha offer.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Boy, we got a great show for you today. We got Anthony from Baker Marine. We're going to be talking everything about binoculars. If you've got questions, make sure you guys call those in, 833-288-0973. Or better yet, make sure you guys text the show. Go to the Let's Talk Hookup app, download the app. Make sure you guys put your name and your phone number in there so we can reward you the prize. Boy, do we have a good prize for you today. One lucky caller or texter will win a pair of Costa sunglasses, the Reflecton. The Reefton Pro with gray frame, gray silver mirror, and the 580 glass. Boy, are those a great pair of sunglasses.
Good visuals. Take them off and then look through your Baker Marine binoculars. Good morning, Anthony.
Good morning. How are you?
Great to have you.
It's good to be here.
All right. Hey, before we move on, I want to wish a big happy birthday to Waylon Mexa. The whole family's on their way up to Universal Studios today.
Woohoo!
And that's why Ricky's not here today, and doing the family outing this weekend up there. And so Waylon, it's Wyatt's birthday, not Waylon. My bad there, Wyatt. So it's Wyatt's birthday. So they're, but the whole family's on their way up there, and Dallas is up there, and Carly, and their mom, and the whole family. So. And of course, Waylon's there too, but, it's Wyatt's birthday, so happy birthday. I think Wyatt's 4 now, I believe. Is that right? I think that's about right. So, but, Wyatt Mexa, but, happy birthday, Wyatt, and happy hope birthday. You guys have a great time there up at, Universal Studios. I think the kids' eyes will be nice and wide, right?
Fun times.
Yeah, should be a good time. So what's been going on at Baker Marine?
Not much. We are in our kind of mellow season where we're taking care of all the local fleets as they're out and out of the water doing, you know, repairs and whatnot.
Sure.
We've got a lot of their stuff in, you know, just
doing
general
maintenance. You must get piled up with binoculars at this time.
We do. I'm just seeing the end of it now. And then right as I see the end of it, it'll start back up as the fish arrive and people start looking at their gear more of the weekender guys.
So what are some of the repair issues that you see with the gyro binoculars?
Well, like we talked about last time, this time of year I'll see a lot of battery corrosion. So take a look at your binoculars now. Make sure those batteries are out and clean. And then really the biggest one is dropping them, abusing them, you know, replacing motors, aligning the binoculars, just doing general cleaning and servicing.
Yeah. And so like you say, always take the batteries out, right?
Always.
Yeah. Now, I don't know anybody who leaves their batteries in their gyros just because of that.
Well, I'll bet sport boats guys.
Well, maybe because they use them every day.
They use them every day.
You got to replace them. So.
Yeah. But that's one of the biggest things.
That's the biggest one. Yeah. I'll see that in the next month or two. I'll get a lot of sad customers coming in thinking, I know. I always do. I always take the batteries out, but this time I didn't, and it can only take once.
Yeah.
So we'll do a lot of those cleanings.
Sure. Now, one thing I always think about is if your boat's living in salt water, not on a trailer in the yard, and you leave your binoculars on the boat and you have it in a nice case, like a Pelican case or something sealed, is that fine?
Absolutely.
It's not going to get corroded or anything.
No.
Be sure to take the batteries out, of course.
As long as you take the batteries out and you don't put them away wet. I see a lot of that on the smaller boats. You know, the binocular will get splashed by salt water and maybe the case stays open and gets a little bit of moisture in it, and then you seal all that up and put it away for a couple of months.
Huh.
That creates a problem.
That's a good problem.
A bit of a stinky problem. Put some of those moisture packets in there.
Absolutely.
You save them from your food.
Mm-hmm. Okay. You throw a couple in there. That helps.
Mexican packs. I see a lot of guys from Hawaii doing that. Moist and humid.
Sure.
And even keeping that spongy case open, you know, during the day, or in Florida where you're going to suck in some of that moisture.
Seal
all it up and put it away. You've got yourself a little baking oven in there.
Yeah, with moisture.
With moisture.
And that's corrosion.
Not ideal, yeah.
Yeah. And so is that the worst enemy other than dropping
the
binoculars?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're waterproof, so I mean, I'd rather see them drop in the water before hitting, you know, the deck.
Yeah. So with the advent of gyros, do you sell a lot of the traditional 7x50 Bakers anymore?
Not as much.
Yeah.
Not as much. I just got a fresh order of those in.
Yeah.
Absolutely. We would sell hundreds and hundreds of those a year.
Yeah.
Not as much. With the price of the stabilized binoculars nowadays, it's almost a no-brainer.
You
can sell one of those and maybe a pair of 7x50s for guests.
For backup.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Because to see close.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's a lot of times what I do is put somebody in a 7x50 and then you're in the gyros. You miss stuff that's close,
100%.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah, you're looking over a lot where all of a sudden, you know, you're on a patty and didn't see it.
Yeah. Oh, there it is right there. Yeah. Oh, more eyes, the better, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah,
so that's an
extra
binoculars on board to just hand to somebody without handing them something expensive is nice.
Yeah. Definitely. And those 7x50s are very affordable, too.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And the Bakers are rock solid.
Yep, right at $400. You can compare them to anything out there that's in the $1,000 range and really barely see the difference, not the $500, $600 difference that they are.
Right. What is the number one seller on the gyros for you?
The TSX. Fujinon 1440 TSX.
Yeah, Fujinon.
That is the most popular. It's priced right. Great binocular. Very dependable, and, you know, it performs very well. It performs like a gyro without spending the $5,000 or $6,000.
Yeah.
You know, you take that next step, and it's very noticeable. But for the price, you can't beat the $1,500 for a TSX.
Well, the difference between being on a sport boat, doing it for a living, and the height of a sport boat versus being on a private boat, spending the $1,500 versus $6,000, can you tell the difference on a private boat?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You're not getting the height to be able to see that distance anyway,
for the
most part.
For sure.
So it's hard. So what, you know, we got a lot of new listeners on the show. Why don't you go back and give them the basics? What does the 7x50 actually define?
Yeah, so your first number in a binocular is always the magnification or the power. So it's the multiplier of your naked eye. So that's 7 power or 7 times naked eye. The second number, 50, is the millimeter of objective lens, so the size of that objective lens. So on a 7x50, 7 power, 50 millimeter objective lens, it's really the perfect combination of power and field of view. As you increase that 50, if we were at a 7x80, you'd be a little bit bigger, a little bit wider of field of view. If you're at a 7x30, very narrow. With that, you're not allowing as much light to come in. So at a 7x30, you might not be as bright as a 7x50. So 7 with 50 is just a beautiful wide angle, not too powerful, but just a perfect all-around binocular.
Something you can hold in on a rocking boat.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So what happens when you go to 1440? So this is a stabilized binocular. You have to be stabilized.
You have to be stabilized at 14. Even standing here, if I was to put my elbows on the table and hold a 14 power, it would still be a little difficult to really read a CF number across the way or, you know, see a bird. It's at 14 magnification, we're magnifying everything at 14, just the breath, the heartbeat. You can see your heartbeat while looking through the binoculars at 14 power. So adding that stabilization cleans all of that up, and then you're able to actually use it on a boat or a car or plane.
So is it twice as powerful as 14, mm-hmm. twice as powerful as 7?
Yep. So you're seeing twice as close, but what you are also doing is you're narrowing that vision down almost twice as much with that extra doubling of power.
I see. So the 40 is half as wide as a 50?
No, it's more the 7 is twice as wide as the 14.
Oh,
now,
gotcha.
If it was, if we were comparing apples to apples, it would be a 14x50 and a 7x50, in which the 7x50 would almost double your field of view. It's not as true as 1-to-1, but it's a good way of looking at it. So as you increase that power up, everything's going to get narrower.
The interesting part is, okay, you're sitting on a sport boat and you go upstairs and you get on those gyros, you're looking so far.
Yeah.
The hard part for me to learn was distance. You could be an hour away from some of that
Absolutely.
Stuff, right? So the one thing that I see on gyros that I wish were there was, one, a rangefinder, and two, a compass.
Right.
Because you're sitting there and you're holding them, and then you're sitting there going, it's over there, and you're pointing, and then you got to find it again. But if you could say, oh, it's at 180 or whatever, you know, and it's the distance is 3 miles,
Absolutely.
It'd make it so much easier for everybody. But, you know, that's something you have to learn.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, you're not the first person to say that.
Yeah.
No. I mean, the gyros, they really don't make those, right?
They don't.
Not
no,
the gyros.
No compass integration with the gyros. We do have that on the 750, so
right.
that's a nice little option.
Right.
And then no rangefinder. The problem with rangefinders is just, you know, you're looking at 1 or 2 miles, and those type of rangefinders
right.
are military
right.
grade and very expensive.
Yeah. So what's the difference between the TSX 1440 by Fujinon, and then the True Gyro.
The True Gyro. The True Gyro has a half-pound flywheel inside that's spinning up at 14,000 RPM that's creating a gyro effect. And so when you release the optics onto that gyro, you're using that spinning motor for your stabilization. Whereas the TSX has servos inside, and the servos are moving to servos and sensors. So the sensors are picking up your movement and then controlling the internal glass, the internal prism. What we're doing in stabilized binoculars is stabilizing the prism assembly. That's the internal glass.
Uh-huh.
And so you can either do it with a gyro, having that gyro spinning inside and creating a gyro, or having the servos mounted on the exterior of the glass, controlling your X and Y axes.
Mm-hmm.
So the gyro is just going to be a lot more stable, a lot stiffer, if you will, of an image, where the servos tend to float around a little bit more. You get more action with the servos. You'll get more range of stabilization, but it's not as rock solid.
Gotcha. Hmm. It's pretty solid, though, on that TSX.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
It's pretty unbelievable. I mean, I've seen both, and I have the regular gyro, and I don't – a lot of times see a lot of difference.
Really?
To be honest with you.
It's getting to the point where it's...
Because those TSX have improved over the years.
They
right?
have. They
the
have.
Technology.
The last iteration of them about 3 years ago increased stability by about 20%.
Wow.
Got the optics. They changed the optical configuration around a little bit where it just makes it easier to get up to your eye. The focal point isn't as critical to where if you ever looked through a pair of binoculars where you just can't really get a good solid single image. You know, your eye has to be just perfect on the lens. With the new TSX, there's room for error and not really notice it.
Yeah. But the Stabiscope is still, for the professional guy.
If you're looking through the binoculars
all day long,
they're so comfortable to look through.
What's the difference in the weight?
About a pound, I want to say.
The stabby scope is stabby a pound heavier, about a pound,
which
pound
is a
heavier.
Lot when you're holding them like this for hours.
Absolutely, yeah.
You know? Yeah. That's the one thing. It's like if they could ever figure out how to make it so that you can hold them without having to stabilize your arms and, you know, get in those weird positions. Like, you hold those for a long time up on the decks, on the sport boats. It gets heavy after a while. Absolutely. You have to put your arms down somewhere and stabilize.
Do they even still make Frasers?
I believe so. Yeah. I believe they're doing rebuilds.
Refurbished.
And
do you still repair those?
I don't. They took all of that repair in-house last year when they went out of business, and then they redid themselves as a new entity. And so they want to bring their repairs in-house anymore.
Yeah.
So I can do a little bit here and there with them, but I have no more parts.
Hmm. Yeah. But Fujinon is something that's going to be there for a long time.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. That's, I mean, if I were to buy a pair today, you want to stick with Fujinon because you know they're going to be here for the future and there's going to be parts.
Absolutely. Yeah. They've been around since 1930-something, just as long as we have, I think. We're 36, and I think they're 34.
Baker Marine was started in 36 by your grandfather.
By Captain Baker.
Captain Baker.
Yeah, Captain Baker started it down at the foot of Broadway in the early 40s. And moved to Shelter Island in the 50s.
Wow.
Shelter Island. We were actually on Byron Street. That was where we were, 2425 Byron Street, before Shelter Island had actually been made. But same location.
Wow.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
So exactly where you are used to be called Byron Street.
Yep.
Before they even constructed Shelter Island.
Yep, we were the Byron Street Mole, if anybody's heard of the Byron Street Mole. We were just a little bit of a peninsula out there on Byron Street.
Classic.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Because when did they build Shelter Island?
49, I think, is when they started construction, when they were dredging the bay. They were dumping the sand onto the island there and just filling in the natural sandbar.
Oh,
and by 50, they were starting construction of the roads and doing the landscaping.
Yeah.
Bally High, I think, started construction in the mid-50s.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's amazing. So one of the binoculars that we haven't talked about are the lighter weight stabilized binoculars that I just love those. They're not for boats.
Correct.
I've used it on my boat. It works okay, but it's not the TSX 14.
Correct.
It's not the right tool for that. But for traveling, for hunters, for people on a cruise boat, whatever, it's pretty fantastic.
Yeah.
Talk a little bit about that binocular.
Yeah, as a general binocular, it's perfect. I had a lot of my customers bring in their stabby scopes hunting, deer hunting, or techno stabbies, you know, to a ball game. And, you know, it's a bulky, big binocular to carry around. And so I had guys falling down cliffs with their stabby scopes, you know, getting their techno stabbies taken at ball games. I thought, we need to get a small, stabilized binocular.
Wait, taken at the ball game. They wouldn't let them bring.
This looks like a booze holder, you know. You don't know about this.
Yeah.
So you know, either
I'm still trying to figure out why you need them at a ball game anyway, but okay.
A lot. But yeah, small little stabilized binocular, high power. You're able to still use that 14 power binocular, but just in a small profile.
Are they 1440s?
Yeah, they're 1440s. Wow. They're just not going to have that same stabilization as the TSX.
Because it's electronic versus...
It's actually very similar in the way everything's going. It's sensors and servos. It's just everything's on a smaller scale.
Uh-huh. Yeah. And they are truly amazing. Like, I use them, like I say, for out in the field. I take them everywhere. And whenever I travel with them. And then in Montana, I take them on the boat. Because on a lake, they're great.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, I could see exactly what fly they're having.
Well, I'm thinking up in Alaska, they'd be beautiful.
Oh, they're fantastic up there. Yeah.
Perfect for Alaska.
And the clarity and the power and the weight of that.
They're perfect.
Just throw it in your backpack. It's easy. But the problem is you sold out of them.
I did. I sold out. They went quick this last year. I've got some coming in hopefully at the end of this month, if not early February, and we'll be back at it selling them. And the price range is perfect for those at $799.
$799.
Yeah.
For a very phenomenal pair of
very reasonable.
I hope you ordered a lot because you're going to the PCS show, right?
Correct. Yep. Coming up soon.
You're going to have to need
March.
A lot of those.
Right.
Yeah, that price range.
Yeah. So can you come to the booth, the Baker Marine booth at PCS, and actually walk out with a pair of binoculars?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So we bring... Only Fujinon. I don't bring any of my house brand, my 750s or my stabilizers.
Okay.
But yeah, absolutely. Until I run out, you know, I can only bring up so much. But the last few years, we've sold boxes and boxes of TSXs and Stabby scopes and some of their smaller stuff as well.
Yeah, because they also make a very small stabilized binocular. Right?
They do. It's almost a pocket stabilized.
It's unbelievable, and
They make it a 12-28 and a 16-28. So now we're talking 28 millimeter objective lens. Uh-huh. So compact binocular.
Yeah, I mean,
it's the very definition of a compact.
Literally, you can put it in your pocket.
Yeah,
yeah, mm-hmm. And it's that powerful.
Yep, the 16s are awesome.
What batteries? What batteries you put in that?
Those are a CR.
Oh, they're little watch batteries.
Yeah. Okay. It's a watch battery, bigger than a watch battery, but you know.
2023s or something like that. 2016s. Yeah. Yeah.
But the smaller Baker stabilize, you just use
one double A.
Mm-hmm. And that's it.
Easy to find.
And it lasts forever. Use,
yeah, I think I've only replaced my battery once in my unit.
Two.
Yeah.
Really? One double, a triple A.
One double A.
Double A.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Versus the other ones are taking what?
Four double A's pretty much every day.
Daily.
But there's a lot to move.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, right. For sure. As you can hear, I have a great show lined up for you today. Anthony is a wealth of knowledge when it comes to one of the most important tools on your boat.
Absolutely.
The binocular.
Boy, I don't know about you, but we got so many questions that are coming in. Don't forget, you can call in to the show, 833-288-0973. And, you know, we want to hear from you. And better yet, use the app. Text into the show, leave your name and your phone number, and you can download that app for free and listen live, and you can listen to the archives, right, and take it on the road. So included with this prize, we got one lucky caller or texter is going to win a pair of Costa sunglasses, the Reefton Pro, the gray frame with the gray silver mirror lens, and the 580 glass. Kyle is standing by to take your calls at the fan. For your chance, remember, 833-288-0973. And when we come back, we'll be taking those calls, reading your texts, plus the catch reports, and a whole lot more. You stay tuned. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup on Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. Let's Talk Hookup on the app, Facebook Live, and YouTube.
Experience the magic of Haida Gwaii Islands, British Columbia, Canada, a Haida Gwaii Safaris, formerly Queen Charlotte Safaris. Hi, I'm Valerie Hopebridge. 25 years ago, I fell in love with these incredible islands, breathtaking scenery and wildlife, warm community, and truly phenomenal fishing. That passion inspired me to open my own fishing lodge. Just steps away from the Sandspit Harbor at Haida Gwaii Safaris, you will be fishing pristine, unpressured waters for Chinook salmon, halibut, giant lingcod, and more. Plus, be surrounded by untouched beauty and wildlife. All of us at Haida Gwaii Safaris have exciting news. We now have our own charter flight to and from Sandspit out of Vancouver, making your trip easier than ever. We pride ourselves on creating unforgettable adventures that turn the first-time guests into longtime friends. You will come for the fishing, and you'll come back for the memories. We are booking now. Please call 1-877-815-2892 or visit us at qcsafaris.com. Follow us on Facebook and Instagram. Haida Gwaii Safaris, where unforgettable memories are made one catch at a time.
Hi, this is Captain Ray Lopez, owner-operator of the American Angler. I spent more than half my life aboard the American Angler along with my partners Brian and Lori, developing a team that's as good as it gets. I've been fortunate to spend time on the ocean with so many fine people that I look forward to fishing with. We can't thank you enough for being part of the American Angler family, and if you haven't joined us, we'd love the opportunity to meet you. Text or call Lori at 619-223-5414. Or check AmericanAnglerSportFishing.com.
Hi, this is Christy Wheeler with Dawson & Associates Insurance, your full-service agency specializing in boat insurance, including charter, commercial, and personal-use boats, business insurance, and travel insurance. We work hard to get you the most coverage for the best prices and guarantee the lowest rates available on all the travel plans we offer. So give us a call today at Dawson & Associates Insurance at 619-460-5615 for a free quote today.
Captain Jamie Tennis from Seasoned Sport Fishing here. For the past few seasons, a dart-style metal jig has come into play in a big way for tuna offshore or even rockfish down deep. AFCO's crossbreed jig has quickly become the go-to for many since it came onto the market. AFCO's crossbreed jig is good to go right out of the package with a 4X treble hook, heavy-duty split rings, West Coast colors, and sizes 60 gram to 120 gram. Pick one up today at your local tackle store or learn more on AFCO.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup, man. We're going to have a really good show. We got Anthony from Baker Marine here.
So exciting. And we have Captain Frank Lopresti on the line. Good morning, Frank.
You got Baker Marine on there, and you know that's one of the outfits that has taken care of us on the Royal Polaris, Anthony and his dad, for I can't remember how long, forever. And they've always done such a fantastic job. They are so good, and they get your, if it's repairs, they get it out in a hurry. And every set of binoculars we've ever bought has been bought through Baker Marine. So kudos to those guys. Meanwhile, I want to tell you that Jonathan is scratched. He didn't get to where he was going until about 3 o'clock yesterday afternoon. Picked up about 25 wahoo, a few 50-pound tuna, and I hope to get a better report this evening, but at least he's scratching, okay?
Yeah.
Well, he's only got 18 passengers.
Oh, my.
That's a limited trip.
Yeah, that's yeah. Pretty good. And in the meantime, the Shogun's in the yard getting its repair done, his annual repair, right?
Yep, we're doing all kinds of stuff on there and doing a lot of upgrading. So.
Oh, that's cool.
Getting things done on the Shogun. Renee's been doing a good job. His crew's doing a great job. The Polaris Supreme's out of the water. We're getting things done there. Aliar's all over it, and things are moving along really, really well.
Where do they haul the Polaris Supreme?
Dresco's Boat Yard, right across the bay.
Oh, okay, it's right here. We can see it from the world headquarters right here. Then, all right, great.
No, Dresco's Mission Bay.
Oh, in Mission Bay. Okay, on the other side. Okay,
right across the bay from where they park.
Right. Yeah, right
I've
there.
Got a few of the Supreme binoculars in my shop right now.
Oh, do you? Yep. Okay, getting maintenance.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, annual maintenance. Well, Frank, great to hear from you. Thanks for the report. Hopefully the fishing picks up for Jonathan and the whole long-range fleet. And maybe tomorrow you'll call us up with some big fish.
I got a question for you. Do you think Aliar even uses those binoculars?
What do you think?
I'll guarantee you they're in his face all day long.
Yeah.
That guy's...
They're very well used.
Yeah. And he uses the Stabiscope?
Yeah,
the Fujinon Stabiscope.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's the one.
All right,
Frank,
you guys take care.
Thank you very much for the report. Appreciate it. Nice to hear from Captain Frank Lopresti there for sure. You have a great text.
I do. We got Gene in Long Beach. Good morning, my guys. The question, I have a pair of TSX-40s, and I was wondering, how and when will I know if I need servicing, or do I just have to wait and do it on a yearly basis?
So the beauty of those is there is no annual service or oil change or anything like that. You use them until they go. You'll know when you start to see that stability degrade or just stop. If you're a guy like me and using them a few times a week, that'll probably be in sometime in 2030 something. Not unless they're dropped, those things go for a very long time. But like I said, the TSX.
The TSX. Mm-hmm. So less maintenance than the Stabiscope?
Yeah, neither one really needs maintenance.
Yeah.
I don't need to take them apart and lube bearings or, you know, replace servos. It's you use them until they go, and you know, like I said, you're looking at about 10 years.
Wow.
And then servos do need to be replaced. And so at that point in time, you can get one rebuilt for about a quarter of the cost of a new one, and it comes back like new.
Wow. Very good. Well, let's jump into the phones, Wayne.
Yeah, let's hear from John from San Diego. What's going on, John?
Good morning, guys. I wanted to ask, on those binoculars, do they offer any kind of coatings or filters, you know, for instance, anti-glare or polarization?
Yeah, we have a polarized filter. So I've got two options on that, a polarization filter, which is very nice for the afternoons or the gray days where it's you've got a big, huge glare. I really like those. Those are actually on, I've had those on back order for months and months. I should have those fairly soon. So you hit me up maybe next month and I'll have the polarized filters. They also make an orange filter, which is very nice for the foggy days, the haze days. It brightens everything up. You get a little bit more contrast and you can really see patties pop. You can see, you know, anything really pop that's different. On the water.
And so that's on the TSX?
TSX or Stabiscope.
Or Stabiscope.
Both the same filter. So, yeah, they're interchangeable. So if you've got a pair of TSXs and a pair of Stabiscopes, one filter set you could use on your.
And where do you put them?
On the objective. So
on
this
the
is the 40-millimeter okay. End of the binocular.
On the part you look through?
Other side.
Oh, on the other side. Okay. I don't know my front from back. Yeah, I mean, so the objective is
the big side.
The big side, correct.
Okay, yeah. All right. And it just fits right on
it
the
It threads
end.
On to those threads there. Okay. The polarized is a circular polarization, so you can kind of turn that polarization on or off, depending on if you want it or you want a little bit less dark. But the beauty of those is they're not ridiculously dark like your sunglasses are.
Yeah.
You're cutting that glare, but you're not diminishing the brightness.
So if you're running through, you're running toward bright sunlight.
Yeah,
those are really
they're
helpful.
Key. I mean, I've been out there tons of times without them, and it you know the sun gets down low and it kind of shuts off a third of what you're looking at because you just can't look into that area.
And
so
that
the polarizes
just brings it right out.
And we tried using our sunglasses through the binoculars. That doesn't work either.
Yeah, it's okay.
It's too hard on your eyes and your nose.
For sure.
Now, what about the Baker is famous for their eye shields.
Mm-hmm.
Do the eye shields fit on the
either one? Yeah,
on either
one. The TSX, we have an adapter for those, so you have to send them in, or I can kind of walk you through it over the phone. We take off the existing eye cups, we put an adapter on that, and then it fits the face shield very, very nicely. The Stabby scopes, there's a little bit of a configuration I do to those to make them fit the face shield, but that's a nice add. So it makes it easy to hold it up.
Absolute.
And I actually have them for your binoculars, too, if you ever wanted to switch to
really?
That
okay.
adapter.
For the lightweight ones.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Wow. No, those are they make all the difference in the world because it kind of keeps, you can keep it against your face much more comfortably, mm-hmm. as well as keep out any exterior light, too, right?
Yep. You can really focus down on what you're looking at.
Yes.
Not be distracted by outside light. And then it helps stabilize, I think. You're using your upper body. You're using your head and neck to hold the binoculars versus just your arms.
Uh-huh. And that's an exclusive that you guys have.
Yep.
Nobody else has
Absolutely.
That. Absolutely. Yeah. Did you develop those?
They were a Navy design from the 40s that we, improved on and have the molds too, and then got new molds made, and we've been the only ones selling them for half a century.
Wow. Once you have them, you don't go back.
Pretty amazing.
Yeah.
Oh, no question. Hey, Tom in Northern California has a good question. He says, great show as always. Do the 1440s work best with alkaline or will they work with nickel metal hydride?
They work the same. However, you will get... you run the risk of having alkaline leak in those binoculars with alkaline batteries. The performance, you won't notice a difference. But longevity, you're better off with the nickel metal hydrides.
Yeah. You turned me on to those ones. I basically bought them on Amazon. Mm-hmm. I think it's the Energizer, mm-hmm. And it comes with the charger, nickel metal hydrides.
Mm-hmm.
Pop them in your wall socket, and they're always there.
Always there, ready to go.
Yeah.
No, and the biggest thing is just no leaking. And then on the TSX, will...
there's no leaking in middle nickel metal hydride.
No.
Versus the alkaline.
The alkalines will sweat and leak.
Ah.
And then with the TSX, and maybe even mine, I should do a battery test on those. You'll get 18 hours of use versus 10 hours of use with the nickel metal hydrides.
Big difference.
You're getting longer longevity on the runtime.
And they're not that expensive.
No, they're very reasonable.
Yeah.
Yeah. You got to be at least over 2,500 milliamps hours, which is not hard to find. Most of them now are above the 2,500 mark.
Yeah. You have another good one, huh, Wayne?
Yeah, we got Robert in Canyon Country. He's asking, great show. Are there any plans to create a remote control telescope and a screen for the wheelhouse? Take the FLIR system to the next level.
Yeah, I mean, they've got those things. They're expensive. I don't intend on selling them or working on them.
Well, let's take a call. We got John in Escondido. What's going on, John?
Hey, gentlemen. So I don't have a boat, but I hunt. What would be a good binocular for hunting?
Our Baker 1442 SE, like Pete has here, is a great binocular for that.
Fantastic.
It's small.
$7.99.
Yeah.
It's a no brainer.
Yeah, the price is right on those. The size is right. If you wanted to go smaller, Fujinon does have a few of those 28 millimeter objective lens binoculars that I was speaking of earlier. But the problem with those is light transmission. It's not going to be as bright for those important times at low light.
Low light.
Mm-hmm.
Versus your
They're going to be a lot brighter at the 42 millimeter objective lens.
Yeah.
So those are great. I love them. That's what I use. That's my go-to.
And they don't, hunting. What do they weigh?
Poof.
Less than a pound?
Yeah, less than a pound.
Yeah.
Just under a pound, I think, or 14 or 15 ounces.
Yeah. And versus the Fujinons are super cool. They're they're very small, very lightweight. But I found that, yeah, the light situation, especially in low light conditions, you're bigger.
Yeah, you're almost half the size for objective. So you're just not gathering all of that light.
Yeah.
You know, great for the middle of the day, great for pocketing, but those important times right before it's getting dark when you're trying to count antlers or, you know, see what you're looking at, it's a little difficult at 28 millimeters.
I know Mike from the Tribute has a pair, and he just loves them.
Absolutely.
Yeah, he's a big hunter. You said they should be in here by PCS, but
I would think
within the next couple of weeks.
Yeah, I would think at the latest mid-month next month.
And if you're not in San Diego, can't drive by the Shelter Island location, can you order them online?
Absolutely.
Or can you order them on the phone?
On the phone, online. Right now I do have as an option to get notified when we do have them back in stock, so you can go on to bakermarine.com. Find those binoculars, click a few buttons, and we'll give you a shout when we've got them back.
Oh, okay. So you'll take, like, it's not a back order necessarily, but just like a watch.
Unnotify me, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Didn't get a name on this one, so no glasses for you, but it says, love my 1440s. The eyepiece is a must. Thanks to Baker for all the support of CCA California. So I want to thank whoever sent that.
Absolutely.
That is true, for sure.
Absolutely. So we got another one here, Jolene Thompson. We know her. She's
hey,
the
Jolene.
Queen. Hey, good morning, guys. What a great what other gyros and bakers do people purchase? And outside of fishing, what other types of activities? I mean, right now we talked about baseball. We're talking about hunting, you know, taking them up to Alaska. But what else, other areas have you heard?
Yeah, bird watching is a big one that we do. You know, any kind of travel where you're using binoculars. A safari, I get a lot of people buying those. And the nice thing about the stabilizer is you can be running around in a Jeep on a safari and still be looking through binoculars.
Nice. And again, they travel so well because they're light.
And again, we're bumping up to 14 power, which is twice the magnification of your normal binocular that you know most of us have been carrying around for a while. So anything that you would use a binocular for, you throw a stabilizer in it, and now, you know, now you're using a much higher power binocular.
Yeah.
So even astronomy, I've got a lot of guys using the stabilized stuff for astronomy because you can. I mean, I can hand one of the bakers to my kids, and they can look up and see the moons on Jupiter.
Wow.
It's pretty fun to, you know, to look up into the sky as well. So I got a lot of folks getting into that. So you don't have to set up a telescope and do all of that. You can just give a little astronomy lesson in the backyard.
Yeah. That's a great idea. Hey, before we move on to our next call and text, I mean, if you want to get through, Kyle's standing by at the fan, 833-288-0973. In addition to Wyatt Max's birthday, it is also Jim Salazar's birthday this past
Lobster Guru himself.
The Lobster Guru. So happy 75 to Jim Salazar.
Wow.
Yeah. Wait a minute.
Wow.
That's making me feel old. Okay, Jim, right? Like,
hey.
Jim Salazar is 75, but happy birthday, Jim. You look very young and doing great, too, for sure. And I also want to throw out a big get well to our good buddy Bob Banyan from 976 Bite. He's been having some health issues. I want to wish him well. And Bob's been a focal point and an important part of the San Diego sport fishing scene here for decades, and we wish Bob all the best and all well. And in addition to that, too, Arnie's wife, Jody, just getting ready to get out of the hospital. So get well, Jody, and you too, Bob. So
yeah, absolutely. Hope you guys both get well soon.
Yeah.
Hey, we got another text. Rob from Seal Beach. Good morning, everyone. I've had a pair of Technostabies for years. What improvements would a new pair have?
So like I mentioned before, about 20% more stability, which is very noticeable. You can really push those things around a lot without finding their limits. It's got the twist-up eye cup, which makes it easier to get up against your face for a number of people, whether you have a deep eye socket like me and you kind of just got to jam everything in, or you're a little bit more shallow. There's range of motion there to configure them to your liking. Along with that, you've got the ability to use those nickel metal highlights, which give them hydride.
Which on the old repair you can't.
You couldn't. They would burn through those batteries quickly. For some reason, the way that they've got those new servos dialed in, you actually get better economy on your batteries.
Oh, interesting.
Those are the three main upgrades, if you will.
Yeah, those are big upgrades.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, huge upgrades. Now, on the Technostavi and the Staviscope, will you have those on sale in the Fujin in your
yes.
booth at,
yes.
at PCS?
Great time to pick those up, either
yeah.
of them.
Because it's supported by Fujinon, right?
Correct.
Your booth is, you're kind of coexisting with
mm-hmm.
Fujinon, so they're going to give a very nice incentive at the show.
Yeah, they help us out. I don't know what it's going to be yet, and even if I did, I don't think I'd be allowed to talk about
it. Yeah.
But, they always
help
us out.
So if you
buy
them at the show,
discount.
It's going to be,
mm-hmm.
yeah,
mm-hmm.
big deal for you.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, as you can hear, Kyle is standing by at the fan, taking your calls. Call 833-288-0973. And when we come back, we'll be taking those calls, reading texts, and plus the catch reports, and a whole lot more with Anthony from Baker Marine. You stay tuned. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup, Southern California's sport fishing voice on the Let's Talk Hookup app, Facebook and YouTube Live, and 97.3 The Fan.
One rod has set the standard for serious saltwater anglers worldwide, and that's CalStar. From the rugged dependability of the West Coast series, the lightweight strength of the Graphiter, or the performance of the GG series, all CalStar rods are handmade right here in Southern California of the finest materials and craftsmanship. Check out the new CalStar models now available, as well as upgrades to the classic rods that you know and love. If you want your tackle to be state-of-the-art tools to get the job done right, it's CalStar at fine tackle dealers.
Get ready for the most exciting sports show of the year, the Pacific Coast Sport Fishing Tackle, Boat, and Travel Show, presented by GEICO. Now two great dates and locations. First, the giant 16th annual Pacific Coast Sport Fishing Show, March 5th through the 8th, at the OC Fair and Event Center in Costa Mesa. Then, the first annual Pacific Coast Sport Fishing Show, San Diego, March 19th through the 22nd at the Del Mar Fairgrounds. Check out hundreds of sport fishing exhibitors, manufacturers, tackle dealers, fishing boats, and fishing resorts, taking up the huge fairgrounds at both locations, plus fantastic seminars and free kids' trout pond. Seminars featuring some of the top names in the industry, from catching giant bluefin, swordfish, calico bass, freshwater bass, trout, and more. Take advantage of incredible show specials from major tackle retailers and boat dealers. Talk to the top fishing travel destinations. Thursday, March 5th to Sunday, March 8th at the Orange County Fairgrounds in Costa Mesa, and in San Diego, March 19th to the 22nd at the Del Mar Fairgrounds. Presented by GEICO. Check sportfishingfestival.com.
Have you been looking for a live bait hook that keeps live bait alive? Look no further than Japan's leading fish hook, Gamakatsu. It's the little things that make the difference, and Gamakatsu hooks drive the point home. With an absolute perfect bend and ideal barbs, your bait swims harder and longer. And when you get bit, Gamakatsu hooks bite back with a vengeance. All hooks are not the same. Go with Gamakatsu for infinite success. Gamakatsu, simply the best. Check Gamakatsu.com. Partners Outdoorsman, Southern California's number one shooting, hunting, and fishing tackle retailer since 1971, is right in your neighborhood. Now with stores throughout Southern, Central, and Northern California. No one does it better. Turner's Outdoorsman brings you the best prices and selection, plus a knowledgeable staff that will help make your day on the water or in the field more fun. Stop by your neighborhood Turner's Outdoorsman. To find a location nearest you, check the web at turners.com and sign up for special deals and more.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Boy, we got a great show for you. Anthony from Baker Marine. We're talking everything binoculars today. And, man, there's so many questions and texts coming in. Don't forget, call in 833-288-0973 or the Facebook, the YouTube app or the Let's Talk Hookup app, and we'll be taking your texts. And, boy, do we have a good one right now. You got Brian here from San Diego. Hey, I have the Stabilizer Binos, the 7x50s, and I love them. I was wondering if Baker Marine can recommend what to use to clean the lenses. And it seems that the only issue I have are the lenses get a bit dirty sometimes.
Yeah, your best, what I like using, what I use at the shop all day, every day, is some soapy water. Soapy water as a start is a great start. You're able to break up that salt sprays, break up that dust. You're not rubbing dust or salt into the lens. So you get that off and out, and then come back with an alcohol or acetone pad and kind of clean up your streaks.
So just a standard alcohol pad you'd buy for lens cleaning?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Those are fine?
Yeah, but please don't start with that one. Use the soapy water first.
Use the soapy water first.
Get the grit out, and then come back. The alcohol or acetone would just be to clean up your streaks. from your initial clean.
Gotcha. That's a good call.
Mm-hmm. So yeah. Microfibers are nice after you've gotten the junk up.
Got to get the junk off. Mm-hmm.
So a little squeeze bottle, air bottle, or light compressed air. Get the grit out
with a light.
With some soapy water, and then come back through with a microfiber and or an acetone or alcohol pad.
Well, now, what about, like, Costa makes, like, a little spray bottle with some...
That stuff works. There's usually, like, an optical soap in there, which lubricates. Yeah. I do really like that. There's another product out there that I've used that I'm going to hopefully start carrying fairly soon. That is, it's like an optical soap, and it just helps lubricate everything. And then, of course, you've got to clean that up. So you clean that up with either a microfiber or a... Or an acetone pad.
The best thing is to get the major dirt and dust and salt off first, and then go back
that's the key.
Cleaning.
That's
okay,
the key.
Good.
Yeah, get the
same thing we do
off.
With our sunglasses, I believe.
Well, yeah, sometimes.
Most of us.
Yeah. that's a nice thing about the Costa 580s.
Exactly.
I just use my T-shirt on those things. Those things are durable.
But the spray actually gets all that grit and streakiness out, like you're saying. You know, after
you want to get that. It's dirt off.
Yeah.
Because that's the stuff that scratches your
That's head. What's going to scratch it. Yeah. Those lenses are very strong and very durable. But, you know, you do that over and over again every day. And eventually you're going to start to see some coating degradation.
Yeah. Don't want that.
Don't want that.
Yeah, for sure. Hey, this portion of the show is sponsored by Dana Landing on Mission Bay. Your one-stop shop for everything you need to go fishing. Complete deli, beverages, boating supplies, as well as San Diego's most complete saltwater tackle shop, too. Check out East County Bait and Tackle. You talk about freshwater fishing and Lemon Grove Pack Bait and Tackle, too. They're the best for both fresh and saltwater tackle, along with live bait, too. Dana Landing, of course, right next to the Dana Launch Ramp in Mission Bay and ECBT, end of the 67 Freeway on Maple View in Lakeside, and Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle is right on Broadway in Lemon Grove. Check DanaLanding.com for more information on all of those stores. And I have another good one here from Kurt in Vista, and Kurt writes in on our Let's Talk Hookup app that, good morning, great show, guys, as always. Question on the 1414 Stabies. I purchased a used pair and was wondering if I would be looking at as far as cost in a general service to ensure they're operating properly, as I'm going to be taking a journey to Baja shortly. Thanks in advance, and keep up the great work.
Yeah, Kurt, you're more than welcome to bring them down, and I can take a look at them, bench check them, clean them up. That's no charge. We do that as a service.
Wow.
At the time that you do need those to be refurbished, as you will, you're about $400 to go through them, and that's new stabilizing system, focusing system, internal boards, outer rubber. They come back looking new. I mean, they're practically new for about $400.
That's it.
Mm-hmm.
I would have thought a lot more than that.
Yeah, I mean, they can't if they
that's
took a
the 1440 state.
The old style 1440.
The old style 1440.
Yeah. The new ones are a little bit more expensive to repair, but we're still talking less than half the cost of a new one.
If you have the old one, can you upgrade it to the new?
No, but we do trade-ins.
Oh, you do?
So if people are interested in getting a newer one, I can do a little bit of wheeling and dealing and get you into a new one and send the old one back for refurb and put it on my shelf for a refurb sale at some point in time.
Okay. All right. That's a good call.
It's like having a rebuilt engine thrown in, right?
Yeah.
That's interesting. I didn't know you could do that. Hey, we got another text here. Mike from Rosemead. He says, I have a tip that might work, and it goes back to what we talked about earlier. When you buy a lot of things nowadays, they come with those moisture packets. If you throw those in the in your binos, can they reduce the moisture and content? What do you think?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I agree with that.
It's a good call, yeah.
I get a lot of, like I said, from Hawaii and Florida, people have wisened up, and then get a couple desiccant bags thrown into the case. It doesn't hurt.
It helps.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I think I'm going to do that on mine for sure, because...
You get those packets in your food nowadays, right? So they're trying to keep all your chips and snacks dry. And even I would say you could actually probably put a packet of rice in there also, put it in one of those net packages, right, and just cinch it up and put it in there because it's going to do the same thing. It'll absorb moisture along the way.
Mm-hmm.
That's easy.
Well, I mean, think about all the stuff you get with a desiccant packet of gin, and you just end up throwing those things away. Just throw them in the vinyl pack.
For sure.
Yeah, keep them dry for sure. Some great text coming in. Appreciate that very much. And Kyle is standing by at the fan at 833-288-0973. Another good one here is, this is such a great and informative show. I have a pair of gyros. I'm curious about maintenance. When should I bring them in for maintenance? Is there a suggested frequency or more dependent to wear, just to wear it and, when you drop it or something like that? And that's Jimmy in San Marcos.
Yeah, it's just wear. We just talked about that. Wear and dropping. I mean, again, if anybody wants to bring their stuff in for a quick bench check, we do it at no charge. I'll throw it in the collimator, check alignment, do a quick clean on it, a lens assessment. You can do that anytime you'd like if you're starting to worry about it.
Such a nice service. Mm-hmm. Yeah, especially this time of the year when maybe you're not out fishing as much.
It's a great time to do it.
Yeah. And you do it as while you wait or just drop it?
Yeah, typically we can do it while you wait unless we're just, you know, elbows deep in binoculars and a lot of things going on. It might take a day. But usually I like to try to get people turned around quickly on something like that.
Just don't do it the first week in March when you're up at the PCS Costa Mesa or the third week in March when you're in the Del Mar.
I'll be out from Wednesday to Sunday.
Oh, we all will.
Do you man the show by yourself?
No, so I have a good friend helps me out, and then a gentleman from Fujinon that will come in as well. Okay. And so we'll three-man it, and we've done pretty good with that configuration. So it's busy. It's a busy 3 days or 4 days, but I love it. It's a good time.
It's going fast.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The days are, next thing you know, it's 5 o'clock, and it's ready to go.
So if you have any technical stuff, the Fujinon guy will be there. Of course, you probably know more than the Fujinon guy.
For sure.
Yeah. You've been doing this for how long, Anthony?
Oh, boy. I haven't counted in a bit. It's been at least 26 years, as like a full-time.
Wow.
So you talked earlier about putting the polarized filter on the front of the binoculars.
Mm-hmm.
Can you explain that a little bit more? Because you talked about changing the direction of the polarization.
Yeah.
I don't think everybody understands that.
Yeah, so if you've ever looked through your polarized sunglasses and noticed as you turn your head, or sometimes you have to turn your head to look at a screen because it's cutting the glare, it's the same kind of deal. So if you have your polarizer, if anybody's ever purchased a pair of polarized filters and it's just not working out for them, make sure that the polarization is lined up correctly. So one's on polarized and one's not. It's almost like having one glass on sideways.
If you've ever bought, whenever you go buy polarized sunglasses, the first thing you do to check if it's polarized is get another pair and turn them 90 degrees, and they should go dark in front of your face.
Right.
Oh, is that right?
And the problem that you have is if you get a pair and they're offset, one's polarized 90 degrees off the other, you will get a headache so bad because it's like monovision. And so what you do is you check it against another pair and you turn it 90 degrees. If one size goes dark and the other size stays light, they're not lined up. And I don't think everybody knows that.
Yeah. I've seen some cheap sunglasses like that before where they're not exactly polarized when you're wearing them.
Right.
You have to turn your head a little bit for that to work.
So explain that with the filter, though. So the filter has a particular angle that it gets.
Yeah, it's a double ring. So you're able to thread those filters into the objective and then, tight may not be polarization on, so then there's a separate ring that you can just spin that lens around in a circle to get it to where you want it.
And how do you know when the right spot is?
You'll know. You'll see the glare. It's you look into the sun or look into the glare, and you'll see that glare shut off or turn back on.
Oh, interesting.
And just making sure that those are lined up and even.
I mean, I would think that those polarized objectives are kind of a no-brainer. What do they cost?
That is a good question. Last time I was selling them last year, they were $120 for the set. I'm hoping that they stay the same, but I'll find out here hopefully soon.
Is that a Fujinon product?
It is.
It is.
Okay. Yeah, I've gone out and I've sourced other products for that. We camera lenses. None of them compare to the Fujinon polarized glass. They're really nice.
And will you have those at the PCS show?
I hope so.
Yeah.
I hope so. I'm told March is when I'm getting them, so hopefully early March, way I can bring them.
They probably sell
them
pretty quickly, huh?
They do. I went through a ton of them last year quickly.
Sport boat guys buy them a lot?
Sport boat, private, you name it.
Yeah. Probably also good for protecting the real objective of your
lens,
right?
Yeah. At $100 a piece, if you were in those glasses, very rarely ever need to be replaced. But when they do, each of those objective lenses is $100. So, at a $100 investment, you can protect both of
Protect both of them.
And you clean the filter the same way?
Yep. Same deal.
Yeah.
So there was a question of the quality of the lens, because you go on the hunting side and you go to scopes and the different manufacturers, because of the glass, right? What makes up the scope is very important.
Yeah.
Right. So there people are asking what is the level of the glass on the Fujinons?
It's some of the best. It's all Bach 4 prisms, which is, you know, top of the line, and then the coatings are very, very strong, very durable. They're what they call EBC coatings, an electronic beam coating, multi-layered, multi-phased. They're the best of the best.
Yeah, Fujinon optics are famous for being top of the line.
Yeah.
Japanese.
Yeah, Japanese. They don't cheap out on anything on their glasses. There's everything is top. Every lens surface is coated, where a lot of your cheaper binoculars, one, they won't be coated with a high quality coating, but two, they'll only coat the tops and the bottoms.
Wow.
Versus every little surface of this piece of glass.
Yeah.
Well, as you can hear, we're at the end of the first hour. We have another full hour coming your way on Let's Talk Hookup. We'll be here with more from Anthony from Baker Marine coming your way. We're saying goodbye to Kyle on the fan, but you've got Let's Talk Hookup at Facebook and YouTube Live, and we'll be right back.
Hey guys, this is Ali Husseini from Local Knowledge and BD Outdoors. I'm a lucky guy in so many ways, and one thing I'm really grateful for is my little brother, Yosef. Yosef is not only a fellow angler, but he's also an amazing realtor that specializes in helping us in the angling community find the ultimate home. If you own a home, get a free no-obligation evaluation online now by typing in SoCalHomeEval.com. That's SoCalHomeEval.com. All you do is put in your address, and you'll get a home value report immediately sent to your email. No pressure. No obligations, just answers. Yosef is the SoCal real estate go-to guy. He's helped me and so many of my fellow fishing buddies find what they're looking for in a home. He knows anglers and he understands the real estate market. Not only that, but he's also a really nice guy. How many brothers can you say that about? Go to SoCalHomeEval.com and find out where you stand in the real estate market, and then get with Yosef and find your ultimate home. Again, go to SoCalHomeEval.com, and we'll see you on the water.
For local or long-range fishing, we have you covered. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle, the saltwater tackle professionals. Being a part of the San Diego Sport Fishing Landing gives us a distinct advantage when it comes to getting you on the latest and hottest tackle for your trip. Our expert staff knows exactly what you need for your long-range or local trip, and we will not sell you something you don't need. We carry a huge inventory of the right tackle. So visit us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. The name that stands out among anglers is Fisherman's Landing, your top choice in local and long-range fishing. Our hardworking crew will make your fishing experience one to remember. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet is second to none. Fisherman's Landing is a full-service sport fishing operation offering great half-day trips on the Dolphin and full-day trips on the spacious and comfortable 85-foot Liberty. With bunks for your comfort, a huge bait capacity, and RSW fish holds to keep your catch fresh. Fisherman's Landing also boasts the best captains and crews in the business, from seasoned veterans to our young future legends. All our open party trips from half-day, full, or 1 to 3 day trips can be easily booked online at fishermanslanding.com or give us a call at 619-221-8500. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
Hello, this is Captain Mike Totter from Surgeon Sport Fishing. Alongside my colleague, Chef Josh Evans, and our dedicated team, we invite you to join us aboard the Searcher. Our fishing trips range from a day and a half to 8 days, available May through November, and include charter options. We're committed to upholding a legacy of top-notch customer service, delicious food, and a friendly and talented crew. Book your fishing adventure online at SearchersportFishing.com or call Rachel at 619-226-2400. That's SearchersportFishing.com. We look forward to welcoming you aboard.
Do you know why a million customers visited Summit Gasoline last year at the San Diego Sports Arena? Because they give you the lowest price on fuel, great service, and easy access, even for trucks and trailers at their 24 pumps. Summit is known for the best price on ice, too. Almost half the cost of any other vendor. 25 pounds for just $3.99. Martha and her crew love fishermen, and they'll prove it by giving you 100 pounds free with a 35-gallon and fill up. Summit offers over 40 snacks and drinks to choose from for only 89 cents, and even a line of hand creams and lip balms for 89 cents too. Summit now proudly offers locally made burritos and sandwiches, made fresh daily and ready to go wherever the current takes you. Summit just upgraded their car wash. And for a limited time, get a deluxe car wash for only $6. Grab the wife's car, grab a cheap sandwich, and make up for the day on the water. Summit Gasoline. Lowest prices, friendliest staff, easy access, and free ice. What more can you ask for?